Hello everybody, good morning and welcome to the United Stand. This is your latest Manchester United news and transfer news. Manchester United playing Roma in the Europa League tonight. Look, I wish we were playing last night in the Champions League, but at least we are in Europe. Very excited about that. Paul Pogba 100% going to start tonight, by the way. If you want a bit of early team news, Paul Pogba will be starting tonight 100%. Where he will start, I think he'll be on the wing, but he's definitely starting tonight. But we're here to talk about transfer news, Solskjaer's transfer request, Harry Kane, Erling Haaland, maybe even Ronaldo, Tammy Abraham should come into that equation as well. But certainly Harry Kane and Erling Haaland, lots and lots of different outlets and information coming in around these two strikers to Manchester United this summer. It would be wrong and dismissive to ignore it. I certainly think there's a lot to discuss about it. But I will preempt it by saying that I think it's difficult. Welcome to the Members Club, David Hunt. I think it's difficult, isn't it, to get excited or believe it with the ownership structure we have at Manchester United. But we will discuss it, and I think that, I mean, ultimately, my interesting take on this is that I think if Solskjaer did buy a Haaland or a Kane, I actually fear he's setting himself up for the sack, and I'll talk about why that in a minute, because I actually think that this reminds me of maybe something we used to do when we were 10 years of age and we were playing sensible soccer or Championship Manager or FIFA or whatever, and you take over a team and you spunk your whole budget on a striker when actually you need to build a team. I think if Pep Guardiola was in charge of Manchester United, or Jurgen Klopp was in charge of Manchester United, or Zinedine Zidane was in charge of Manchester United, I don't think if their chief executive said, you've got 150 million, do you want to spend it on Kane or Haaland, they would go, get me a striker. I think they would go, well, look, that's really nice of you, but can I have that 150 million to spend on three or four players, because this team ain't improving massively with just one striker in it. That's my opinion. I hope I'm wrong on it, and we'll talk about why and wherefores and where this is coming from. But look, there is definitely a feeling across certainly the English media, and I would use local papers like Manchester Evening News, Athletic, BBC, and a few others that are, you know, and journalists around the football club as well, that are constantly banging this drum of Erling Haaland and Harry Kane. Now, that's coming from somewhere. This is not one story in the Sun. This is coming from a lot of different people for a sustained period of time. Now, look, is that a press brief from United? Is there a source in the club? And well, I think it's interesting when people say things come from the club. Obviously, there's the marketing and communications department that feeds information to journalists that then we read about. But there's also sources in the club. People have relationships with players, with training staff, with managers, with assistant managers. So when we say it's coming from the club, I think the club sometimes can get a little bit, oh, we haven't leaked anything out. You haven't officially leaked anything out from the communications department. It doesn't mean it's not been leaked out by a player or a coach or something like that. And I think with Haaland and Kane, there is definitely something being leaked out from somewhere, because a lot of people are picking up on this. Just want to say before I start that, though, I have put it pinned in the tweet, in the live chat again, and it's in the video description. Please sign the petition. I want to get 100,000 on this petition by tomorrow night. We have gone from 32,000 on Tuesday to 83,000 on Thursday morning. We can get 17,000 in a day and a half, because you've been absolutely fat. Gary Barlow, what have they been? They've been absolutely incredible, Mark. Absolutely fantastic. It's incredible. You've been fantastic. I've just got it signed three more times this morning, just sending a couple of WhatsApps out. We're in that stage now where to get it over 100,000, we've got to work as individuals. We've got to work and get other people to sign it. Because you'll have signed it. I've signed it now. We need to get other people to sign. If you haven't signed it, please sign it. Links in the video description. This is to get the government to debate about changing the structure of football clubs in England. The 50+1 is the main one that people want. But I don't necessarily think the government will be able to deliver that. But they may be able to deliver a hybrid of that. They do have rules and regulations that can be brought in. There is legislation that can be brought in. There is a review of football, but we need a firmer debate on this. So we've got to push it. 100,000 should be easily obtainable. It's not been easy because, to be honest with you, the major media companies, the big ex-players, they've all gone quiet on this. They don't want to push this. They've gone quiet. They didn't want a Super League, but they don't. Then I don't know why they're not backing this. So it's down to the fans to do this. It's going to be fans at the ground on Sunday and lots of other things going on. Please sign the petition and get your friends and family and everybody else to sign it. All they've got to do is click the link, put a postcode in, put an email address in, put a name in, and then when you get it confirmed through, you confirm it on your email. That's all you've got to do. So get crack on with it. Links in the video description. Let's get that to 100,000. And thanks, everyone, for all your efforts. It's been superb. So back to the transfer news. And it's the, you know what, can I just say as well, have no doubts about this. Other people have signed that petition, but the vast majority is coming from the work the United Stan community has done. 100%, because we took this on Tuesday at 32,000, and that had been going for 5 days. And that's 5 days immediately after the Super League, 32,000. That was not going to get 100,000 if it wasn't for you. So come on, let's push it over the 100,000, because you've been absolutely fantastic. Right, so let me talk about this transfer story then. There's quite a bit to talk about today. We're going to talk about Declan Rice, talking about a bit about Sancho and Cavani as well. But Look, Solskjaer demands good to open with a joke, says Michael Nelson. Well, you know, call it a joke. I'm very sceptical, Michael, as well, of transfer business at Manchester United. I think there's two scenarios here. They chuck a load of money at the club just to try and buy the fans. And look, I saw this morning, and I called it out on Twitter, somebody's putting out pictures of the Man United shirt, and people are going, oh, with their, you know, them eyes emojis, like star. And I'm like, you're part of the problem if you're going to go out and buy a Man United shirt in the summer. What, like, you cannot... Do not start shouting Glazers out and then go and buy Man United shirts. Because to me, that's just totally hypocritical. And people will say, well, Adidas have already paid Man United the money. I mean, are you that thick at business? Adidas may well have paid Manchester United some money for the shirts. But if they don't sell, they won't renew the sponsorship deal. And it will cost the Glazers. Every bit of merchandise that a United fan buys feeds into the Glazers one way or another. And if you're looking at a kit going, oh, I really like that, and you go and buy it, and then you're like, I want Glazers out. I mean, that is absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Now, if you want to buy the shirt, fine, but don't start shouting Glazers out. Pick one or the other. I'm not telling you what to do. Everybody's got a right to do what they want. But don't start going on about, you know, I'm going to buy this kit, that kit, this kit, and then shout Glazers out. I mean, I just find that ridiculously hypocritical. But, you know, let's talk about Kane anyway, first of all. So, Iheanacho should be getting a look in, not a chance. No, not for me. I don't think he's a top four striker at all. I know he's playing for a team that's in the top four, but I mean, traditional top four. I don't think he's... I think he's going through a fantastic run, and I'm really pleased for the lad, but I don't think he's going to do that for the next 5 years. I don't think he's going to do it for the next 5 months. I'd put him into a category of sort of like a Charlie Austin or someone like that. I think he's having a really good run, and I think he's a good Premier League striker, but I don't think he's... You know, we're talking Harry Kane and Erling Haaland here. So, look, Ollie wants Erling Haaland. I think we all know that. Harry Kane is definitely under consideration by Manchester United. There's three issues I've got with this. One, the fee. Where are we getting £150 million, £125 million pounds from? And if we have got that money, why are we spending it on one player? Two, I just think that in relation to Harry Kane and Haaland, they've both got the same issue. Haaland's issue is Mino Raiola. He won't be here for longer than a couple of years, and the couple of years will be very tempestuous because he'll be looking for another move. That's what Raiola does. The issue with Harry Kane is age and injury. Now, Harry Kane is 28. Harry Kane is 28 this summer, so he'll be 28 when he comes to Manchester United. In the last 3 years, he's averaging three injuries a season. So two seasons ago, he had a back injury, a torn ankle ligament, and a ligament injury again. And that kept him out for nearly 100 days across a season. The next season, he had three fitness problems, kept him out for nearly a month. Thigh muscle kept him out for nearly 3 months, and he had an illness, which is minor. This season, unknown injury, and then two ankle injuries. Now, in fairness, he's not quite... With those three injuries, he's only missed a week each time. But Harry Kane picks up a lot of injuries, and he does pick up a lot of ankle injuries. So if you're spending £125 million on a 28-year-old, and he's getting three injuries a month, I'm just worried about... Look, Harry Kane, 25, no injuries. Yeah. I am in no way saying that Harry Kane wouldn't be a brilliant... I think he's one of the best strikers in the world. So, you know, you are talking about that. But my concern is £125 million for 28-year-old Harry Kane, who is picking up a lot of injuries and has definitely got issues with his ankles. I'm like, you know where I'm going with this? We're spending our whole transfer budget on a striker that's going to make us win the title. But actually, oh, you know what? He might do his ankle and be out for a month a couple of times. It's a risk. It's a risk. And I've always said that United should not be taking risks. And people will be screaming saying, but you're talking about Harry Kane. You're talking about a brilliant strike. And I know that. I know that, but my issue is that it neglects other areas of the pitch. It is that whole, I'm going to buy a striker and I'm going to win the title. The positive is if you spent that sort of money on Harry Kane, the positive would be is that we'd have to play a bit different brand of football, which is what we all want anyway. I think if you drop Harry Kane or Erling Haaland into this United side this season, I think it's an absolute train wreck. I mean, where is the chances coming from? And people will say, wow, Kane's better and Haaland's better than Cavani. Well, they are better, but they're not so much better that they're going to get, they're not magnets. They're not going to pull chances. Chances need to be created. Now, if we'd have to play a different way if we bought Kane or Haaland, because they cannot survive on the way that we play football this season. We don't create enough chances for anybody, let alone a number nine. So we would have to play a different brand of football. Now, my concern is, if you bought Haaland or Harry Kane and you play a different brand of football, happy days. Or is our coaching staff naive that it thinks that if they just put a striker in, we'll be better, but we can play the same way? That's what worries me, because if we buy Harry Kane or Erling Haaland and play like we did this season, and then we don't finish in the top four, or we don't have a good start to the season, it's bye-bye Ollie. And this is what I mean. It worries me that this sort of a signing could lead to Solskjaer's sack. Because if he's only buying a player because he thinks, if he's looking at the current United side and saying, oh, Karaki, the only thing we're missing is a top striker. Well, you're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. Because striker in the current team actually isn't anywhere near the priority. I think the three big priorities for United in the current setup is a centre-back, a CDM and a right-winger. And then a striker. So it depends what Solskjaer's plan is. If he wants Kane or Haaland and he's got a whole new system in his head that we've not seen yet, then that's quite interesting. But if it's Kane or Haaland to drop them into this current system, I think he'll end up with the sack. Sadly, I do, because I just don't see what Kane or Haaland are going to do in a team that plays like we do, which is very slow and doesn't create many chances. Christian DeForest, welcome to the Members Club. And can we just get Cristiano for a couple of years and let Mason develop into a proper number nine? This is Serab. Look, Manchester United, whether we like it or not, Manchester United and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer absolutely clearly want a striker. That is the priority. I think we've seen the evidence of that this week. I donated to charity anyway yesterday, says M.I. Thank you, pal. Come on, United, let's get 100k on that petition. Glazers out. And welcome to the Members Club, Dominic. We are definitely looking at a striker. That is definitely the priority. And I think the fact that we've kept Eric Bailly instead of, you know, buying a centre-back shows that we're trying to pool our cash to buy a striker. There are a lot of strikers out there. I do like Calvert-Lewin. I do like Harry Kane. I do like Erling Haaland. I do like Cristiano Ronaldo. And if you've given me any of those four, I would be very, very happy. My issue with this is I think there are concerns about Haaland. He will be disruptive within 2 years with Raiola as an agent. So where's the future in that? Harry Kane is absolutely fantastic, but he's got, you know, age and injury makes it a risk, which I don't think we need to do. Calvert-Lewin's very exciting, but would cost a lot of money. Ronaldo, you're going to get 2 years out max, as much as that would be a fantasy to bring him back. But the big thing about any of those deals is I think that that one deal for that striker, that's it. That's it. You get a world-class striker and that's it. And for me, that's just wrong. That's just so wrong. I watch every game with you, and I'm sure a lot of people think it's right to just go and buy a striker. But I watch those games. I'm chatting with the chat, and we're constantly talking about the slow ball from defence through midfield to attack. How does a number nine change that situation? How does the world's best in at number nine make chances for themselves? Like, we need a winger who can create chances. We need a midfielder that can take the ball off the back four and feed it to our attackers quick. And we need a centre-back that can push us higher up the pitch. And then a number nine will benefit, but not in this current system. So I'm a little bit worried. I'm a little bit worried about this obsession about a striker. In a worst-case scenario, I think it shows a lack of insight from our coaching setup that they think a striker will solve our problems. Obviously the board's incompetent, so I wouldn't expect anything from them. And I also think if we do buy one, this is going to be the sort of signing that everyone's going to go, oh my God, I can't believe we've got Harry Kane or Erling Haaland. and it will sweep the Glazer movement under the carpet, but actually long-term will be more damaging than actually spending that money on three players. So I have my concerns about it. Can you believe Liverpool City and City have a bigger wage bill than United, says Daniil? Well, I think that's a non-story because Manchester United's wage bill has always been the biggest, which was embarrassing when you look at our squad. Man City and Liverpool should have a bigger wage bill than United because they're better than us. So, you know, that's the way it always should have been. Unfortunately, we had the biggest wage bill for a few years when we were absolutely shit. So I'm glad that our wage bill is coming down. Lingard took all Martial's goal with him to West Ham, says Kuma. If the board aren't getting the players we need, getting Kane or Haaland is better than throwing 30 million down the drain and getting someone else. Ollie won't play, says Jackie. Look, Harry Kane or Erling Haaland at Manchester United gives us one of the best strikers in the world. I get that. But for me, football is, and you know, football isn't just about buying a striker. I could sit in a pub with 10 different United fans and we'd be debating this all night. I don't see why we would spend so much money on one player for a start when we need four. So you can pick whatever player. It'd be like spending 100 million on a centre back. I'd be like, yeah, but we need more than that. It'd be like spending 100 million on Sancho. We need more than that. Why are we spending all our money on one player for a start? That's just not clever. It just, you know what I feel? I feel that the club and Ollie have sat down and gone, we need a marquee signing this summer to get the fans back on side. And Ollie may well have gone, well, actually, that doesn't help me. I need a striker, a midfielder and a centre-back. No, we're buying a marquee signing. We need the shirt sales. We need the confidence back in the board and in the club. We're going to buy a player that no one expects us to buy. We need positive PR. We're going to buy a top-class striker because what's better than buying a marquee? I mean, it just sounds so basic, but it wouldn't surprise me. Well, Ollie's like, well, buy me a top-class centre-back. No, that won't sell enough shirts. Strikers are the stars of football. We are going to spend everything on a marquee striker. So take your choice. And it feels a little bit like that might be the plan because it's totally about pulling the wool over your eyes. It's totally about boosting sales. It's totally about PR. And it makes next to no sense to me to buy a striker when we need three other positions as a priority. And also, if you do buy a striker, what happens to Mason Greenwood? Like, nobody seems to want to talk about this. If you buy a striker, what happens to Mason Greenwood? Because there's no way on this earth that Greenwood off the right and Rashford on the left is going to create chances for a striker. If you buy a striker, you've got to have one of the wide players who's creative. Otherwise, why buy a striker? So what happens to Mason Greenwood if we buy Erling Haaland? Because people who think we're going to play Greenwood, Rashford and Haaland up front or Greenwood, Rashford and Kane up front, that ain't never going to work. It's never going to work because Greenwood's a wide forward and Rashford's a wide forward. So I don't know. I worry, are we being taken down a PR spin here that, you know, we spend everything on a striker. Everyone gets really excited. They all buy the new shirt. They all got Kane on the back. And actually, next season by Christmas, we're out of a bloody top four race going, I wonder what went wrong. Oh, yeah, we didn't actually need a striker. We needed to build a team first. Kane did wonders in the Spurs graveyard shift under Mourinho. Think he could do well in our graveyard shift, says James. Well, I disagree with you, James. I disagree with you completely. I think the creativity around Harry Kane at Spurs is completely different to the creativity that we provide. I mean, Son is a creative player. Lucas Moura is a creative player. Yeah, they can score goals, but then it's not this. Rashford and Greenwood are wide forwards. They're not creative players. I also think Spurs under Mourinho probably played a little bit more attacking football than us at times. I know they sat back on Leeds, but look, I think people will want Kane. People will want Haaland. That's absolutely fine. I mean, I'm not going to say no, but what I would say is that I fear it would be the biggest mistake we make to do that. And I hope I'm wrong, and I hope you're right. I really do. But if we did do that, I feel that it would potentially sack Solskjaer, and I don't think it would bring us success. I suppose the question is, if you add... This is the best way of doing it. If you add Harry Kane or Erling Haaland to Manchester United's current side, does that win the title? Considering we're second at the moment, does Harry Kane or Erling Haaland make Manchester United win the title next year? Because I say you're having a fucking laugh. I really do. Have you seen the bench that Man City have got? Have you seen their first 11? And you think you can put Harry Kane into Man United starting 11 and we're going to win a Premier League season over 38 games with all the holes we've got in the first team and the bench that we've got compared to Man City? This is a squad game. I've said this for a while. Look at PSG's squad. Look at Man City's squad. Look at Chelsea's squad. This is a 60-game season. You don't just spend £150 million on a striker and go and win everything. Not a chance. This is a squad game now. You build your squad. You build your first team. Mark, if we sign Rafinha or Sancho, don't you think our striker would score 20 goals a season, says Didier? I do. I think that if Manchester United added a Sancho or a Rafinha to the current team, whoever's playing at number nine would probably get another 10 goals a season, because the creativity is just not there. It really isn't. Tammy Abraham and Ronaldo. Tammy Abraham, no. Why would I want a striker at Man United that's not good enough for Chelsea? No. I think he's a Southampton striker. I think he's maybe a Leicester striker, but I don't see him as a Manchester United striker or even an Arsenal striker. I just don't think Tammy Abraham is that level. So I wouldn't take him. I like him, but not at that level, no. And what I would say again is, if you're buying Tammy Abraham to play at number nine, what the hell are we doing with Mason Greenwood? I still keep saying, what are we doing with Mason Greenwood? He's 19. In a year, he'll be even bigger and more physical and better than he is now. I think in Mason Greenwood, we've got a number nine. What was Harry Kane doing at 19? You know what I mean? So I think we've got a generation. You can't have a generational talent and then not use it. United need to go for someone like Lautaro Martinez, as Connor Wells. We're definitely looking at a striker. As for Ronaldo, I would always take Ronaldo back. I'm a romantic. I would always take Ronaldo back. Of course I would. But the financial package to do that could end up being more expensive than a Calvert-Lewin or someone like that. And in that case, you go, well, look, what's the future planning here? And again, I've got to be consistent here. I love Cristiano Ronaldo. But does Cristiano Ronaldo make Manchester United win the title? No. He hasn't made Juventus win the title this year. He didn't get them into the quarterfinals of the Champions League. Messi doesn't make Man United. Football. What I'm trying to say is, in my opinion, football has changed. You don't just drop one superstar in your team and win the title. We did it with Van Persie, but we had a team behind him. That's the lesson Solskjaer needs to learn. We brought Robin Van Persie into a team that was just short of winning the title the year before. Aguero! We brought Van Persie in and we won it back. If you add Haaland or Kane or Ronaldo to this side, does it make us a title winning side? No. There's too many holes in that team. You're still going to have to play McTominay, Fred and Matic at the holding midfield. You're still going to play Maguire and Lindelof at centre-back. And you think that adding Harry Kane in makes us a title-winning side? No, it doesn't. We need to build a team. And I don't know why we don't want to build a team. And maybe the reason we want to spend everything on a marquee signing is to get the morale in the fan base good. And also because it's lazy. One deal is easier to do than five. But we need to do five. With Rashford and Mason being inside forwards rather than inverted wingers, we need a striker who can create a bit for himself rather than out and outs. Hence, Ronnie or Kane are better choices. I think this is going to end in tears, Michael, to be honest, but I hope I'm going to be wrong. Why are so many United fans so obsessed with Ollie's job security, says Andre? I think it's because a lot of fans back Ollie and a lot of people don't back Ollie, so it's always going to come up, I think. That would be my interpretation of it. Forget about the signings this summer. Glazers' pocket hit hard, missing out on Super League. They're not going to spend the money. And of course, as I said, I'm not expecting much in the transfer market anyway, and we may all just be being sped. We've also got to be very careful of that. It's a very good point. We're here talking about Kane or Haaland and whether Solskjaer's right or wrong to build a team or get him, and then you get nothing. And you've been spun again. I'm Ollie in and Glazers out. I expect titles and wins, but I can't trust his regime. Only disappoints from transfer to playing style. Really invested so much energy. Had hopes last summer, but they killed it, says DK. Thanks for the super chat there. Just moving on then from the striker situation. I mean, Ronaldo has been mentioned in relation to Manchester United again from an Italian outlet. I think it was Calcio Mercato. But look, you've also got to add into the equation that United will get mentioned a lot. I personally think we are more likely. Somebody just asked this, and I won't swerve it, and I'll ask you as well. Do you think we're more likely to get Harry Kane or Erling Haaland? I would rather get Haaland, but I think we're more likely to get Harry Kane because he's slightly cheaper. And I don't think Manchester United would be able to get Haaland. But I'd prefer Haaland to Kane for many reasons, because I think Haaland's younger, he'll therefore stay fitter. And also, I think he would suit us better because he's fast. And I think one thing that we are good at is hitting teams quickly on the break. And that's not really what Harry Kane's all about. So, and also the injury record of Harry Kane worries me a lot. And I'm gonna flag it up because the club never flag it up. I mean, we've just given a centre-back a three-year deal who's been injured for more than a third of the time he's been at the club. So we never look at people's transfer history. I mean, I almost feel like sending an email to United scouting department to say, you know, on Transfer Market, there is an injury history page. You might want to read it before you start doing your scouting, because we don't seem to want to look at that page. Like, we just don't. Football is a team sport. We need to build a squad, says Jeremy. We do. 90 Minutes are talking about... They're talking about the Cavani and Sancho on their website. I'm just going to breeze over these very quickly. Cavani is a player that Manchester United want to stay at the club. So for all this Haaland and Harry Kane talk, Manchester United want Cavani to stay. There's a couple of players at United, whether you like it or not, that we are basically on our hands and knees begging them to stay. And Cavani is one of them, and Paul Pogba is the other. We absolutely want Cavani to stay. But the reality is, I think he wants to go back to South America for family reasons, which means that now we've got to go and buy a striker. So it's quite a contrast, isn't it? You want Harry Kane for 150, you want Haaland for 150, but you're begging Cavani to stay so you can save 150. You know, so where United will end up here is that we're going to have to buy a striker, I think, because Cavani's going to go. The sum has to be greater than the parts. Isn't that what this is all about, says Nicholas Addy? It is definitely what it's all about. And with Jadon Sancho, I mean, I think that with Jadon Sancho, somebody just said, could you read out Eric Bailly's injury record? I'll do it for you now. Let me just show it you. I can't show it you. I can read it out. Where is it? I will find it. Here we go. Injury history. So Eric Bailly, this season, he had coronavirus, 20 days. Obviously, no issues with that. It's nothing to do with his genuine fitness. He's had four knocks this season, totaling nearly a month. He's also had a muscle injury in October that was 44 days. So he's had, this season, he's had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 injuries and coronavirus. Last season, he had 2 injuries. One was a knee injury that kept him out for 169 days and 32 games. The year before that, he had a knee injury which kept him out for 80 days. And then that he had a head injury, 2 knocks, a back injury, another knock. So in the last two, three seasons, he's had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 injuries in 3 seasons. And that's leaving out the one before where he had an ankle injury for 100 days. He's had 13 injuries and he's had 2 significant knee injuries. And we've just given him a 3-year deal. This is what you're up against. This is what you're up against. I love Eric Bailly, but Jesus Christ, would you not look at that injury record and go, he's not a first teamer, Ollie. He's got a terrible injury record. It might be time to move him on. And then the board go, no, because you're not having a centre-back, so you may as well keep him. That can only be what has happened. Because anybody with a brain would look at that and go, I don't care if he's Virgil van Dijk. And he's not. But that injury record, what am I supposed to do that? Well, I'll tell you what you're supposed to do with it, Ollie. You're supposed to use him because you're not getting a centre-back. No way. So you use him, or you end up with nothing. And I think that has to be the scenario. It has to be, doesn't it? Because it's absolutely ridiculous. There is no way that an ambitious football club would have given Eric Bailly a contract. Not at all. And as I said, I really like the player. I love him. But the injury record outweighs any ability. It has to. Because that you cannot... Future planning is about getting your best players on the pitch. You can't do that with that. It's ridiculous. Anyway, sorry, let me just remove Darren. I can't be arsed with people like that and their stupid comments. Goodbye. So super chat coming in from Ollie is by far the most divisive element in our fan base. The Glazers will want to hang on to him for as long as possible. I mean, that's a very interesting point there. I mean, look, I read it and I didn't like it, Andre, but actually you make a good point. Keeping something divisive in the football club, if you're the owners and you're not popular, is a very good idea. Divisive topics will take away the tension against the owners. So you're probably right. I mean, I want Solskjaer to do well and I back Solskjaer, as everybody knows. I also know a lot of people don't. So you've got a divisive topic there. And the more you keep that divisive topic in the club, the more people talk about that divisive topic and the less they talk about you. So, yeah, it's why spin and everything is very important. Keep signing the petition, by the way. Somebody said, how are we doing on the petition? I can tell you that we are 83,000. We're nearly at 83,500. We've got to get it to 90,000 tonight or more. We want to, well, I'd love to get to like sort of like 93,000, but it's on you. It's on you, 8,000 live people, and it's on the thousands of people who watch it not live. The link is in the video description. It's also at the pin to the top of the chat. I know most of you signed it already, but get other people to sign it. Your mum and dad will have email addresses. Your sister and brother will have email addresses. Your girlfriends, your aunts, your mates, your five-a-side team, your schoolmates, your work colleagues. Send it out. It literally takes 10 seconds to do it. Once you sign the petition, it's just an email address, a postcode, your name, and you send it off, and then it comes to your email and you verify it. So just crack on with it. And if you have got a couple of email addresses, if you are using your mum's email address, make sure you use your mum's bloody name, because if you keep putting the same name on there, it's spam and they won't count it. So if your mum says, yeah, you can use it, I will vote for it, but I haven't got time, this is my email address, just do it for me. Make sure you put your mum's name on it. But I think you've got to, if we're going to get past 100,000, the challenge is with the United Stand community now. Everyone else seems to have dropped out of it, you know, the big players anyway. So we've got to get it over ourselves. We've took it on ourselves to do this. Let's get it done. And I would set a personal challenge to try and get 10 people to sign it. If we all get 10 people to sign it today, and I'll tell you what, I'll beat all of you. I'll get 20 people to sign it today. Then we'll blitz through it. Why are we not looking for cheaper striker options like Odson Edouard, says Hadrian? Well, you know what, Hadrian, we'll probably end up with a cheap striker like Andre Silva or someone like that anyway. So yeah, please smash a like on the video, by the way. I was talking about Sancho. In relation to Jadon Sancho, do I think United will sign Sancho? I don't think we're going to sign Sancho and Kane. I don't think we're signing Sancho and Haaland. I mean, look, can I just make this very clear? My dream Manchester United transfer window would be Varane at centre-back, Declan Rice CDM, Jadon Sancho on the right, and Harry Kane up front. I'd take that. I'd rather have Erling Haaland, to be fair, because I'm still worried about Harry Kane's injury record. But, you know, at the end of the day, that's a dream transfer window. I don't need to worry too much about risk there. I think Harry Kane's injury record becomes more of an issue if he's the only signing, because the pressure on him to succeed is all on him. With Jadon Sancho, United did so much work on that deal, apart from pay the fee. So the groundwork on Jadon Sancho, of which would have been months, is all done. The agent has a relationship with United. Sancho wants to come to United. Dortmund have had conversations with Manchester United, and it all fell apart on the price. So that deal could be reignited like that. If United walked in and said to Dortmund, what do you want? And they went, you know what, we'll take 80 million. There you go. That deal would be done very, very quickly. But as we know, United don't do deals like that anyway. So, and that is interesting. Remember, Woodward's not part of these transfers this summer. You've got Murta there. These people involved in this transfer window will not want to be tarred with the same brush as the previous people, even though Matt Judge is still the negotiator. But can United negotiate deals quicker than they have done in the past? That will be very interesting if they're going to do deals. But Sancho is a player that United could get. He definitely wants to leave Dortmund. He's definitely available. He definitely plays in a position that we need to strengthen. And United definitely do have around £80 million to spend. So Sancho could happen. Again, would Sancho on his own make us a better team? I actually would be a little bit, not even controversial here. If you're saying to me, will a striker make a massive difference to United? I don't think it does. Will a right winger make a big difference on their own? Yeah, I think if I had the choice between Sancho or Kane, I'd go with Sancho, because I actually think a right winger for the team would make us a better team than just dropping a striker into that current team. But, you know, it's all about opinion, isn't it? The transfer window, I don't know when it opens, Ross, to be honest. I've got no idea when the transfer window opens. I presume it's probably going to be the 1st of June, because the Premier League one used to open in the middle of May, but it's not our season doesn't end till the end of June, so I can't understand why the transfer window would open at the end of in the middle of May. I mean, it has opened in the middle of May a couple of seasons before this, but nothing ever happens. What's going to happen to Ahmad, says Angela. You know, Ahmad, I can see Ahmad going on loan next season. I think Pellestri will be on loan again next year, and I think that Ahmad will go on loan. I just don't see... I think he's wasted the opportunity with Ahmad. I think wasted is a hard word. I think he's bottled the opportunity. That's even worse. I think he's not used the opportunity with Ahmad. He came on against Milan, he scored a good goal, and he should have played more minutes. But look, Van der Beek's hardly played, so as if he's going to use a teenager winger, despite the fact that we spent a lot of money on him, he's not used the opportunity with Diallo to find out whether he could have been the right winger. And I think that's a bit of a waste, because imagine if we'd used Diallo more and he'd been brilliant, and then you'd go, well, we don't need a winger because we've got Diallo. So I can see Diallo going on loan. Because he's just not been given the opportunity this season. Like many others, Twansebi, probably going to have to go on loan. Van der Beek, I mean, who knows what's going to happen with him. There's been quite a few players at United this year that have just not been given a go because Ollie's focused on using a select 14, 15 players. Kane's worst Premier League season in last seven is 17 goals, says Robert McCormack. Hey, mate, there's no doubt he's a fantastic striker. I know you've got the posters on your wall, but... I'd say two things about signing Harry Kane or Erling Haaland. One, I think it's a massive mistake to spend everything on one player because we need four. And two, in relation to Haaland, he wouldn't be here in 3 years' time because Raiola would get him out. And in relation to Kane, 28 years of age, picking up three injuries a season, that's only going to get worse as he gets older. You spend £125 million on him, you need that striker to be pretty much fit for the next 4 years, scoring you 30 goals every year to justify that. If he's like fit but only scores you 25 goals and he's injured for 2 or 3 months a season, that 125 million hasn't been justified. But the big thing for me is the fact that spending all that money on one player when we desperately need a centre-back, a CDM and a right winger isn't right. But, you know, I think this is about doing a marquee signing. I think United basically don't respect their fans. I think it's very obvious that they don't respect their fans. They respect your wallet. They don't respect you. They showed that countless times and they definitely showed it last week. And I think they're looking at this situation and going, how do we make these fans happy the easiest way possible? Let's buy a player. Let's buy a marquee player that will get us loads of publicity and make the fans happy. And I think that's what this is all about. I don't think this is about building a team to win a title, because if you wanted to build a team to win a title, you'd buy more than one player. You'd spend it more carefully. But I think the plan is to just buy one marquee signing and go, look at what we've done, buy the shirts, we're going to win the league, and then, you know, we'll deal with what happens next season, because we've already made the cash for this year. The Glazers will buy Ronaldo to make Pogba stay and solve the striker problem, then paint Old Trafford to make us all forget about the Super League. Useless, says Christian DeFrost. I do think the transfer stories, whether they happen or not, I do think a lot of it is about, pulling the wool over the eyes of the fans, definitely, yeah. Reports say United don't have much to spend this summer, yet we're willing to spend £200 million on Kane, says Jack Johnson. And with the former Ajax coach Ten Hag coming to Spurs, we might take a swap deal for Donny, Van der Beek and Kane, says Real Deal 5. I mean, look, just on Harry Kane, I know a lot of people are talking about it. It's one thing spending £125 million on him, which I think is a massive risk anyway, to spend all that money on one player when we need four. But let's be real, Daniel Levy will not want to sell Harry Kane. They've got a brand new stadium and they want to be a top four side. You don't do that by selling your captain and your best player. And do they need to do that? Are they in financial difficulty? No. The person that will make Harry Kane leave Spurs is Harry Kane forcing a move. Now, will Harry Kane want to do that to a club that basically created him? So that is a major issue. And also, let's not forget, whoever's the next Spurs manager, I don't think Harry Kane will leave Spurs, to be honest. Because the new manager comes in, and look, if it's Scott Parker, Harry Kane might go, fuck that, this club's going nowhere. But if it's a decent coach who goes, look, I'm going to play this brand of football, we've got a good team, we should have been top four this season anyway, Mourinho blew it, we're going to play a good brand of football and you're going to score a lot of goals here and we'll be in the top four next year. And Harry Kane, I think that's what will happen. I think all this talk of Harry Kane leaving Spurs, I just cannot see it happening at all. Which then leaves you with Haaland, who's more expensive and even more problematic because as young as he is, he will only be here 2 or 3 years because we know what happens with Raiola. This is a European tour. He wants him at 3 years here, 3 years there, 3 years there. So I don't think Kane will happen anyway, to be honest with you. I just can't see it. Spurs don't need to sell. Spurs won't want to sell. Kane won't want to disrespect Spurs and force a move. And a new manager will come in and he will be... I think Spurs will make sure the manager is as high profile as possible to make Kane stay. I think that's what happened there. Anyway, it's match day tonight. Absolutely can't wait. Man United against Roma. Europa League semi-final. We'll be live from about 6:30 because I think it's kickoff at 8:00. Pogba is 100% starting. I can tell you that. I just don't know where he's starting at the moment, but he is starting. I think he'll be on the wing. I think it'll be Matic and Fred in midfield. I hope it's not McTominay and Fred, but I think it'll be Matic and Fred with Pogba on the left, Bruno, and I think he'll go Cavani and Rashford. But we will see. I'm excited about it. Make sure you smash a like on the video. And look, we've got a live watch-along tonight, so we can be pushing this petition then. But if we can get to like 90,000 before the watch-along tonight, then we could really push it through on the watch-along as well. So the link's in the video description. It's pinned to the top of the chat. That's your job today, United Stan community. Go and get each of you. Go and get 10 people to sign that. Go and speak to your mates. Go and speak to your family now. Say, have you got an email address? Fill out this petition. What's your name? What's your postcode? I'll fill it out. I'll send it to your email. Because remember, you can do it. If you find out your mate's email addresses and they're happy to do it, or your mum and dad's email address, say, look, I'm going to put your name in, I'm going to put your postcode in, I'm going to put your email address in, check your emails and sign the petition. You can do the heavy lifting. Let's do it. Let's get 100K. Thanks for watching. I'll speak to you in a bit.